just a fireplace they want to just use occasionally, and they'll sell them. Just a smaller amount, but I don't know what you call it.
I wouldn't either. Okay, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
wick.
An electric lamp.
Oh! I just knew that you were going to ask something old timey again.
Okay.
Bulb?
What kind of a bulb?
Light bulb.
All right. When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't carry mine out very often.
It's nice for modern conveniences. Yeah.
I like to hang a few out. You know, I do now, even when the weather's pretty, but most of them I stick in the dryer.
Okay. What do nails come in, or frequently people say beer comes in this? A beer what? A
keg.
Okay. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or the staves in place?
A metal strip.
Okay. There used to be, there's another word for this, a thing that the children played with called a hula.
A hoop. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's another term. Now, if you fill up a bottle, what would you put in it so the liquid wouldn't spill out?
A stopper. A
okay.
top.
Okay. What would this be made from?
A stopper. A cork.
The thing you put in your mouth and work back and forth and blow on it, what would you call this?
Harp.
Okay. Are there any other names for it that you can remember? Smaller ones.
Harmonica.
Right. Fine. What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang?
Yeah. I was fixing to say that a second ago now.
Okay, what would you call this now?
A juice harp.
All right. Do you know anybody who's ever played one?
Oh, my husband used to.
Is it good music?
I don't care for hillbilly things, and that's...
Is that what it is? Would they play that in the country western, or is that strictly...
I've seen a few hillbilly of those on television, yeah, you know. I don't look at it very often either.
Okay. All right, you're not a hee-haw fan?
No.
No. Okay. What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
Okay. What would be some of the unusual tools you might have around your house?
Well, we have a riding lawnmower, but we use a sling blade and a raper, and then all the smaller little clips, you know, to get close to things. And I can't think of anything else real unusual, though.
That would be unusual. Okay, fine. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
It's called a tongue.
Okay, fine. I would never have known that. You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to put him back and to back him in between the...
Bridle?
Okay, that you put on him.
Oh, harness.
No, that you put on him. But if you backed him up, you got him and you're going to back him up and those two things come out and you're going to hook him up. If you don't know what they're called, that's all right.
I don't.
I'm looking for the term shafts.
No,
which I wouldn't have known.
No.
Okay.
I've seen all, you know, these things, but I didn't know.
Okay. For the parts of a wheel, you start with the inside of the wheel, and that's called the hub.
Hub.
All right. You're ahead of me. And then there are the spokes that come out and fit into
the wheel.
Okay. What do you call that that goes around the outside? This metal thing that goes around the outside. You have
ring.
Okay.